Good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Avelus, packet 9, discussing when does Avelus begin. Classically, Avelus begins when Anidus ends, and classically, Anidus ends when you do Stima Zagola, when the with at the Kavura. There is a case, however, where the Aninus ends and the Avelus doesn't begin. Before we're going to discuss two cases, classic cases regarding the beginning of the Avelus. But before that, there's a case, classic case, where the Aninus ends, but the Avelus does not begin. Right? Aninus ends, but the Avelus doesn't begin immediately. So there's a gap. What is that case where there's a gap? Shulchan Aruch Shin Mem Aleph Sif Gimel says, when you're Moser to the Ketofim, Sif Gimel, Shin Mem Aleph Sif Gimel, Makom Shinoyagin Shehakas Ketofim, Miyuchadim, Lahoitzi Hames, Ula Akshin Saska, Kroivim, Tarke Hakvurim, Yamasru Lahem, Behem Yikarvuhu, Mishimasruhu, Lahem, Mutarim Hakroivim, Babasar Vyain, Afilu Koidim, Shahitziuhu, Meabayas, Sheshuv Eno Mutol Alehem. So once the deal was made and they gave it over to the Chevra Kedisha, they gave over the mace, the aron to the Chevra Kedisha, the berry. So it's not mutal on the kroivim anymore to bury it, and therefore the inin, it's not they're no longer anoinein. Now, of course, we saw machlokes the Nodi Bihuda and the Chochmas Adam. When do we say this occurs? And the Chochmas Adam was said even in the even when they are accompanying, if they're accompanying the Aaron to a kvura nearby, since they're relinquishing their responsibility, so the Aninus ends at that point when they make they give the responsibility over. The Nodi Bihuda was a little bit, it was delayed. If you're accompanying the mace, so then it has to, then no, it would be a different scenario where the mace is going on a longer journey. That the Mesira itself would end the Aninus. Anyway, so what do we have over here? We have the end of the Aninus, but the Avelus doesn't begin until the Kvura. So the Mutter Bebasar V'Yayin, because the Aninus ended, and the Chayav, the Chayav B'chol Mitzvahs, the Chayav in all the Mitzvahs, and even though the Avelus has not yet begun, and I think some might say that the Isseri Avelus that were not Noiheg for the Onin, because they were Ma'akev, the Kvura, let's say, the shoes, there would be an Isser Nesina, there would be an Isser Ne'ila Sandal at this point, and we would, even though they're not an Oval, but since there's no longer the fear that we will impede the Kvura by prohibiting shoes, so that Isser Avelus would now initiate, even though the Avelus hasn't begun yet, maybe. Okay, so that's where there's a gap, right? When you muster the Ketofim, there's a gap between the end of the Aninus and the beginning of the Velus. The Aninus ends, and the Mutter B'Basar Yayin, the Chayav B'Chol Mitzvahs, but they're not yet an Avol until the Stima Zagola. And today we're going to discuss two basic cases about the beginning of a Velus. One is where the Aron is traveling and the relatives are not traveling. This is the case of the Gemara. So the relatives are left behind, and this is the Gemara in Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, that the Aaron is traveling and some of the relatives are left behind. And when does the Avelus for the relatives left behind begin? Because there's going to be a gap between the relatives, let's say, remaining in America, and a gap of time between the when the mace will be married and buried in Eretz Israel. So when does the veil begin for them? And the second case is where the relatives are not traveling, and you know, the relatives are staying put. They're not traveling, and the Aaron is also not traveling. So this is like Rav Wozner's case. Rav Wozner, there was a son in America, and Rav Wozner was nifter in Eretz Israel. So when does the avelus for the son begin? The son can't be involved in the kvura, right? He's not gonna. It's not shaykh for him to be involved in the kvura, or he's not gonna be involved. So does his avelus begin even before the kvura? So those are two cases. The one is the Aaron is traveling, let's say, like from America to Eretz Israel, and some relatives are staying behind. When does their avelus begin? And then the second case is the Aaron's not traveling, and the relatives are not traveling. There's just some relatives that are in America, and the Misa and the Kvura is in Eretz Israel. So when does the avelus begin? So let's see the Gemara in Mo'ed Katan Chaf Bey Samad Aleph. Amar lehu Rav the Bnei Mechuzah Atun Dalo Azal Taihu Baser Arsa Michi Mehadraisu Apaihu Mi Bava Davula Ischilu Manu. So for those people who are not following the Aaron all the way to the Kvura, so when they turn away to go back home, that's when they start counting their avelos. Right, Rashi describes a case when the Misa was in Bavel and the Kvura was in Eretz Yisrael and not everyone is going, and they accompany the Aaron for a little bit, and then when they turn to go back home, there says Rashi, Ladidhu, Delu Mechse, these people who are turning and going back home and not accompanying, they're not going to see the burial. Delo mechse, they're not going to see the burial. Chazaroschem kestimas kenistamagolem. They're returning back home after accompanying just for a short while. That returning back home is like stimas agolem for them. That's like stimas agolem. So therefore they count and start their avelus from that point. So the question is, what case do we say this din of the Gemara, that when they turn away from the Aaron to go back home and they're not accompanying the whole journey, what is the case that they exactly that they get to start their velos at this point of turning to go back home? So these are the Rambam says, he sets up the case as when they are taking the Aaron to Medina Acher, Beinam Yoidim Masai Yikavaru. Right, so it's going to a faraway place, and they don't know when the kvur is going to take place. So since they don't know when the kvur is going to take place, so then they start their velos now when they turn away to go back home. The Ramban says, no. He's also making when this Gemara, when they're traveling to a faraway place, right? It's Ira Cheres, right? Because you're covering by Ira Cheres, in distinction to it's within the city, because within the city, then they, says the Ramban, they have to wait until they actually hear the news of the Kvura. But the Ramban is making our Gemara that Chazra Paihu is talking when they're doing an out-of-city Kvura, and they're able to, as soon as they turn away from the Aaron to go home, they begin their Avelus. But the Ramban adds a Svara. It's not telling Yediyah. The Ramban says, Kesha Chazru Pneihim Kavarnis Yashu Mimenu. Right? When they turn away, they're saying goodbye, but they're also giving up on the possibility of being involved in the burial procedure. So So they're being this, they're nisyayish, and the yush is the yush itself is kastima segolo. They're saying goodbye, and that's the equivalent of kastima segolo. So it's not because it's not totally they know or they don't know when the kvur will be. It's not totally on yedia. It's totally on when they're turning away from the aron. They're being miyayish from it, and they're saying goodbye. And he also uses the lashon in the contrasting case of the Ramban. He uses the lashon of daitam alav in the case where the kavur is not a faraway kavur. It's not the medina acheres. They're bearing it be oso ir. So the reason why the avelus doesn't trigger as soon as they turn away from the aron, but they actually have to hear about the avelus really is dependent upon the kvura. That's because daitan alav. Their das is still on the aron. Okay, so there's a machlekes in the how to understand the Rambam. Do we take the Rambam literally? It's telling yedia, mamish, or maybe it's just an expression. The Igros Moshe says that it's not totally an idea mamish, right? It's not totally an idea mamish, because if it was totally an idea mamish, we know, you know, if they're traveling from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, we know there's going to be a certain amount of time when it's impossible for them to do the kvura. And we don't say, well, wait until that amount of time of impossibility passes before you begin your velus, because, right, you should only, right? So we do know with a certainty that the kvur is not going to occur, let's say, within the first week from walking from Babel there to Israel, let's say. So, but still, we don't make the beginning of the velus contingent upon that knowledge. We don't say, don't begin your velus with the when you're chazer apayhu. You know, don't start. Wait until the amount of time has passed that they could be in Eretz Yisrael already. No, the velus begins even though we know that it's impossible for them to do the kavur in the first week. The velus begins right now as soon as they turn away from the aron. So Rav Moshe is pointing out that it's not really totally on yedia. And I think the Marsham has he takes the Rambam not literally, and it's there's a little plug, and the Radvaz does take the Rambam literally. The permission to start the Avelus earlier is only when you know when the Kavur will occur. So there's machlokes here how to understand the Rambam. What does it mean literally, not literally? And the Shulchan Aruch brings the lashon of the Rambam, but the Igros Moshe in Chelek Beis Simin Kuf Ayin, he says afilu efshar leida b'diyuk masai kavar ayde telephone. Even if you know for sure exact to the exact second when the kavur will be, afilu hachi avelus. Because the ikar is tali in alav. It's really tali on their ability to do the kavura. In other words, if there's das on the aron and then they have the ability. We're talking about a situation where they have the ability to do the kavura. So then they need to know when the avelus will begin based on the knowledge of the kavura. But here the Rav Moshe is saying it's not totally on a knowledge when it's no longer. It's no longer be yadam to do the kvura because it's on a long journey. So it's the Avelis begins with the Chazaras Pneihem. So then, the Rav Simon pointed out that this is the minhag that so when the say there's a mason in America and it's they're flying the Aron to Eretz Israel, so when they turn to go back home in America, that's when the Avelis begins, even though it's before the Kvura. So even though they could know by phone when the Kvura begins, but the Maisa, the Avelis begins at the airport, and even though the Kvura is going to be later. So the second case, second classic case over here about the beginning of Avelis is like Rav Mosner's case, where there's a relative in the United States, and the Misu and the Kvura is in Eretz Israel. So the relative is not traveling, the relative is staying put, and the Aaron's also not traveling, it's all in Eretz Israel. So it's Machloikis, the Netziv, and Rav Rafael, and Rav Ozner Paskin Blake, Rav Rafael. So when Rav Ozner died, on the first night of Pesach, word got out back to the United States before Pesach. And so his son began the Avelis before the Kvura and before Pesach. So right, so because it's not biyadoi, right? You only become an oinain. We said before, you only become an oinain when it's biyada to do the Kvura. So here, Rav Ozner's son skipped the aninus. And went right to the Avelus, even though in Eretz Yisrael they hadn't even done the burial yet, and that's the psak of Rav Rafael, and it makes sense to me because it's not biyado, you know, it wasn't possible for his son to be involved in the kvura, and he was nisyayish from doing the kvura, it wasn't biyado, and therefore, if it's not biyadoi to do the kvura, so then it's not mutal lefanav, and the aninus is never chal, and you skip right to avelus, and so there we have it. So there's but then Rama mentions in just another side of this in Sif Gimel regarding our first case. I'm not sure if Rav Simon mentioned this. But regarding our first case, when the Aaron is traveling from the United States to Eretz Israel, so the Aaron is traveling and the relatives are left behind, but there's relatives to receive the Aaron. So there's relatives who are receiving the Aaron in Eretz Israel. When does their Aninos begin? Right, we're talking about when does the Avelis begin, but when does the Aninos begin for those people who are receiving the Aaron in Eretz Israel? So the Ramah says, Makam shen noisin hames, mi ear the ear, imakam karavhu, ki ilu mutalafana. So if you know, there's the Misa is in one place, and the Kavura is in a second place, and there's relatives in the Makam of the Kavura who are receiving it, so if it's close by, so then it's ki ilu the Aaron is lafanov, and their aninus begins immediately, because the Aaron is nearby. Aval imhu makam rachoy, ki goin mahalak shnei yamim, Mutter ad shiavo le'ir kvurasai. But if it's a long journey between the Misa, the place of the Misa, and the place of the Kvura, and there's relatives in the Makam of the Kvura receiving the Aron, so when does their Aninus begin? So the Rama says it begins when the Aron enters the city. So in other words, just because you heard the news doesn't necessarily mean you're an Oinein Miyad. According to this Ramah, there's a delay, right? There's a delay in the onset of the Aninus, since the Aaron has to travel Mahalach Shnei Yamim, so then, even though you have the news of the Misa, but it's not Befanav, right? It's not Biyadoi of the Kroivim in the receiving city to do the Kura. So it's not Befanav, so it's not Mutal Aleihem. And therefore, they're not anointing yet. So there'll be mutter b'basir yayin, and in mitzvahs until the Aaron does the journey, and when it reaches the city, so then they would become oinanim. So we discussed two basic cases about when on the onset of a velus. Usually, velus begins with Usually Avelis begins with Stimus Agoilil, and that's usually when the Aninus ends. But there's two classic cases. One is from the Gemara, when the Aron is traveling a long distance, and the relatives are being left behind. So the Avelis begins as soon as they turn away from the Aron. And our minhag is to even though we have idea of when the kfura is, our minhag is to really to follow, to go like the Gemara, that as soon as they turn away from the Aron, their Avelis begins. And the second case was when the Aron's not traveling, and the relatives are not traveling, but like in Rav Wozner's son was in America, and the Misa and the kfura was in Eretz Yisrael. So when does the Avelis begin for such a person? They're not involved in the kfura at all. It's not biyado. I think the minhag is the paskin like Rav Rafael, like Rav Oster paskin, that the Avelis begins immediately upon hearing the news. The Avelis begins immediately upon hearing news because he skips the Aninus because it's not biyado due to the kavura. So he skips Aninus and the Avelis begins upon receiving the news about the Misa. Okay, if there's not any questions, we'll hold it here for today. Okay, Shkoyach, thank you for joining. Have a great day.